Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with a fever. They immediately told him about her. He approached, grasped her hand, and helped her up. Then the fever left her, and she waited on them. When it was evening after sunset, they brought to him all who were ill or possessed by demons. The whole town was gathered at the door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases, and he drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak because they knew him. Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. Simon and those who were with him pursued him, and on finding him said, "Everyone is looking for you." He told them, "Let us go on to the nearby villages that I may preach there also. For this purpose have I come." So he went into their synagogues, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. I'd like to start off by thanking Monsignor for this opportunity to preach here at this Mass. And today, when I was preparing my homily for today, I noticed that I've been here at Holy Family for at least a month now. And since then, I learned many things, but today I'll share two things that I really learned and really came out. First is that Holy Family likes to keep their clergy really, really busy. And I noticed by firsthand because I follow the fathers and seeing how their daily lives go. And then they also appoint things for me to do. So I noticed that they do live a very busy life. And second, I learned this very important lesson, that clergy loves their days off. It's really time for them to really get away, recharge, and come back. And I also learned this firsthand, and then I also receive a day off. And I learned the value of why we priests do have days off. Because at first I thought, you know, priests, they just go to Mass, you know, read, meet people, give them blessings, and, you know, easy stuff. It sounds easy, but then after seeing it firsthand, I could see right away that it is a tough job, and priests are human beings also, so they do need time to rest. And I bring this up because in our reading today, Jesus asks us to, or invites us to reflect on the profound theme of prayer and solitude. In our Gospel of Mark today, around the last half of it, we witness Jesus setting a powerful example for us. And despite the demands and the busyness of his ministry, Jesus rises early and retreats to the deserted place only to pray. And this intentional act highlights the crucial importance of communion with God. And it emphasizes that even in the midst of the busy and demanding life and moments, we need a moment of reflection and a time for connection with the divine, and which values that it is essential in our own lives. in the hustle and bustle of our own daily lives, it's easy to become overwhelmed by the demands upon our own life, especially with work, our family, and every various responsibilities. And we find ourselves at those times of down. We look for a place to escape, a place, a quiet place where we can escape from the noise and the chaos. And this is what Jesus also did. He went out to seek a place of quiet so that he may pray. And our Lord, who embraced his humanity, understood the need for solitude and communion with the Father. He invites us today to follow his examples, reminding us that in the quiet moments of prayer, we discover a deep and transformative connection with God. I remember reading this book called Leisure by Joseph Pieper. Hope anyone knows. And basically, in this book, Joseph Pieper explores what the true meaning of leisure is and came to the conclusion that leisure is not something like spending the day just doing nothing. It's a day of rest. And he defines leisure like this. Leisure is a contemplative and receptive attitude toward reality, a state of mind that transcends mere idleness, allowing individuals to engage in activities valuable for their own sake and contemplate the deeper aspects of existence. And then one example would be our daily life of prayer. And our church teaches us the importance of prayer by saying that prayer is not merely a religious obligation, but a lifeline to the divine, a means of nurturing our relationship with God. Just as Jesus found strength, guidance, and renewal in solitude with the Father, so too we follow his example. And we experience that profound transformation when we make time for prayer in our own lives. It is in those moments of quiet communion that we can listen and to the whispers of Jesus and allow the Holy Spirit to come into our hearts, or for us, for others, to find solace in time of difficulty and to discern God's will for our lives. And the importance of prayer and solitude is especially relevant in our fast-paced society and noisy world. We're usually bombarded with constant distractions, making it challenging to hear the gentle voice of God speaking to us throughout our day. And yet, in imitating Jesus' example, we discover that our spiritual well-being is closely tied to the moments of stillness and contemplation. It is in these moments that we can recharge our spiritual batteries, gaining the strength and wisdom to navigate the challenges of life. I had a day when a nurse came up to me talking about how they serve the Lord all they can, but then because it happens so daily, they begin to be worn out, or another term we use, being burnt out from working too hard. And then I remember a different priest passed by and said, "Hey, you know, you should spend time with Jesus just in prayer, a time for leisure, a time to recharge your batteries. Because it's only through Jesus that he could help us and give us the motivation for us to continue our work and continue to do what we do to change the world." And moreover, Jesus' intentional retreat to prayer reminds us that we are not alone in our pursuit of solitude. God eagerly awaits our presence, desiring to deepen our relationship with him. If we go back to the Old Testament, back to Genesis, and if we follow the order of the creation, what happens on the last day? Jesus rests, or God rests. And in this time, we're asked to remember about the importance of spending time with God. Especially in our silence of prayer, we find not only solace, but also a profound belonging and a purpose. Because God speaks to us individually, offering guidance, comfort, and especially love. So today, brothers and sisters, as we reflect on the example set by Jesus today in our gospel, let us remember of how we live our lives. And to follow Jesus' example of finding solitude and to pray so that we may find strength, peace, and joy in the quiet moments of the communion with our loving God. Amen.